How would you assess the process of the elections in Turkey?
Well, I think these elections were very important in a number of for a number of reasons. But first of all, for the first time since 1999, Turkey is going to have a coalition government or a minority government. In any sense, at any rate, this is going to significantly change the ruling party's priorities, because for years Erdogan saw and believed that his ultimate personality in Turkey, that he can simply and rule Turkey the way he likes and prefers. But what happened yesterday was basically the vote of confidence, I would say. It was a vote of confidence whether the society would approve what Erdogan saw and believed to be important political objectives. And the Turkish society, around 27 million people, they voted against Erdogan's political ambitions. Of course, the lessons will be drawn by all parties, all political movements in Turkey, because what happened in Turkey is going to have significant implications in Turkey and beyond. In Turkey, a new political landscape is emerging, and the Kurdish, or pro-Kurdish People's Democratic Party is going to be their first rule changer, game changer in the whole process, because they are very, very well positioned to voice those questions that they had been able to do before, but were incapable of pushing them enough because of limitations of their representations. But now they are they represent a political party, they are a consolidated political force, and they can come up with many questions that many issues that were not heard of before in the Turkish legislative body.
So we saw that three Turkish Armenians have been elected in the Turkish parliament. What do you think? Does it speak about the already occurred changes in the Turkish political field, and what to expect?
Well, I have a little bit different perspective on this question. The first is that, of course, these newly elected Armenian MPs are Turkish citizens. They're also members of respective political parties. However, I tend to think that we have to take that into account, but build a new strategy how to work with these MPs. Because all of them are really important members of the community. Some of them are they are young people, very energetic, they claim to know the problems of the Armenian community, but also they are integral voices of political organizations. Marta Gesanan has been very active, very outspoken on many important issues concerning Armenian genocide, Armenian Turkish relations. Galo Paylan is a young member, and I didn't have a chance to know what is his political background, but he basically belongs to this Turkish party, and it seems he has to be leaving leftist ideas and liberal ideas. And there is Sevin Erdoğan, a young lawyer, who is also seems to be a very educated person, knows Armenian, and all these things, it's a good start, I would say. It's a good start. We should not be very enthusiastic, very excited about this. This is just a process. We need to learn how to work with these three people. I don't think that they will be free in their actions, especially Bakar Yusayan. But two others, they can, since they're in the opposition, they can come up with some interesting ideas, propositions, statements, comments that can really broaden the perspective of the way the Turkish majority of the Turkey sees and looks at the Armenian question.
Okay, thank you very much.